News, sports, weather from Dr. Bill Williams, traffic info from Kane, and one of the Gulf Coast's most familiar voices. It's Mobile Mornings with Dan Brennan and Dalton Arwig.
Ricky's at his five-hour energy. He is the MVP of the text line this morning. Yeah. If the MVP is those who text the most. It's 807 FM Talk 106.5. Dan Brennan, Dalton Arwig. Friday morning, Memorial Day weekend, as you say, and we want to point out again, yes, you certainly can thank veterans or those in active service, but this is all about those who gave everything they had, gave their lives in service to this country.
Yeah, the fallen, right? And certainly should be more of a, I know that we Americans, you know, we celebrate anything we can. And we'll go down to the beach, we'll buy mattresses, whatever. But really, when it comes down to it, just at least spend some time Monday thinking about, you know, who all put it all out there. Mm-hmm. Every single thing they had and didn't come back. Because that's what Memorial Day is about. Veterans Day, a bit of a different story. And veterans will tell you this, too, that Monday's not necessarily about them, but about their fallen brothers and sisters there.
So Virginia Street, the cemetery there, is a great place to go on Memorial Day. I suppose they're going to have that event there again this year. So if you want to get a perspective on what it's all about, be around some veterans who are there to honor and mourn those who lost their lives in battle, that's a great place to go. And a lot of those gentlemen, you know, were in combat themselves and were deployed in ways that were very dangerous. And so they know of, you know, their teammates of theirs that lost their lives. So it's a very humbling and sobering day and presentation, but one that I would really recommend.
So they have a presentation on Virginia Street?
At the cemetery there.
Okay.
It's like Virginia and Michigan, somewhere, y'all know where it is.
Yeah.
Not just a few blocks from Ladd People Stadium. I'm not telling the tale very well.
No, but I think you're right. People would probably be able to figure that out. Also, you know, Battleship Memorial, they have that veterans, they have the Vietnam Memorial there.
Right.
And I wonder if they have any events coming up there as well. I'll have to check that out, see if there's anything happening at the Battleship.
We'll make sure that you know. But I'll tell you what, I guarantee you by 8:20 we'll have our ducks in a row, and even you on the text line can help us out if you can straighten out what we're trying to say better than we're saying it right now.
Right. Well, the Battleship, I found what they've got going on Monday. So they'll have the Memorial Day flag lowering ceremony. That begins at 7 o'clock on Monday morning. And then 10:30, the Memorial Day flag relay. They say the flag relay will wind through the streets of Mobile starting at 7 a.m. and will end at Battleship Memorial Park. Runners will carry the U.S. flag and the service flag, paying tribute to those who have given their lives in service to our country. The relay team should enter the park at approximately 10:30 a.m. So it'll start at 7, and they'll, by that time, the relay will have gotten to the Battleship Park at about 10:30. And then they'll have a community blood drive on that same day. That looks like it'll get started at about 10:30. You have to be 16 and 110 pounds. So I'm in the clear. I'm well over 110 pounds.
You're good to go, yeah.
I act like I'm younger than 16, but I am.
And the weather, the only interruption we're going to have in this just basically sunny pattern is maybe a little bit later on this afternoon into overnight when we could have a chance of a shower. We do have a chance of a shower that could pop up. But otherwise, it's going to be clear Saturday, Sunday, Monday, Memorial Day itself. Really nice. And a couple of days, the wind's going to be a little breezy out of the north.
Yeah.
It's going to feel great.
Oh, it should. Chuck says it's on Virginia between Ann and Gale Street.
Okay.
What we were discussing earlier. You know, I know there's going to be so many people down at the beach this weekend. What'd they say? 37 million expected to travel this year.
Yep.
We were talking earlier this week about the fights that have been happening on planes, and I've seen so many in ballparks since, you know, more and more people have been showing up. Even in these NBA games, you see somebody pour popcorn on Russell Westbrook and somebody else spit on Trae Young.
I heard about it, but I didn't see it. I thought that's ridiculous.
It seems like people are, you know, acting out. Maybe it's been a year since we've seen people act out in public.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I mean, we've seen it, of course, but with so many people en masse being together, it seems like there's been maybe more events like that happening. If you're down at the beach this weekend, first off, God bless you, because I'm going to stay away from there for a weekend like this. It's going to be so packed. But Are there more teenagers fighting down? I want to know, is there more
aggression?
More aggression, mm-hmm. Yeah, because we're seeing it in other instances across America. I'm just interested, when you get so many people down at Gulf Shores or Orange Beach, where have you down there, are you seeing more aggression from people than you normally do?
And the crowds, we talked about the situation in Foley, right, that they're kind of trying to sync up those lights on Highway 59. But the crowds are going to mean a lot of traffic as well. So you could see somebody getting a little aggravated on the road.
Yeah, some road rage.
Situations like that. Beach weekend, keep it all in perspective. Honor those who've given all. Have a nice weekend and be safe. A group of moderate Senate Republicans on Thursday unveiled a scaled-back infrastructure proposal. We were talking about this last hour. Close to about $1 trillion. That's up from $568 billion that they had initially proposed. And the proposal will not affect the 2017 tax law that slashed the corporate tax rate to 21%. Biden has proposed raising it to 28% for his plan. So I don't know if this is really going to mean anything to you, but I'll give you a couple of examples of what this means, what the money looks like. $506 billion for roads and bridges. This is more of an infrastructure plan than Biden's, clearly.
Right.
Real infrastructure.
Biden's included a lot of basically, you know, payments to people, right?
Right, right.
In a lot of different forms.
Exactly. $98 billion for public transit, $46 billion for rails, including Amtrak.
Uh-oh.
$21 billion for safety administration and pipeline and hazardous materials safety administration. $22 billion for ports and waterways. A lot of this could affect us, right? $56 billion for airports. We're in the middle of all that.
Yeah.
We've got the Amtrak thing that might come to Mobile. We've got the new airport downtown. Might get some money for that.
Mm-hmm.
We've got the Bayway and the bridge. Hello.
I've heard of that.
And we're probably going to be in the mix on some of this stuff, hopefully. And I would love for some of that money to go to I-10 and get us from... we got a text this morning of somebody sitting on the Bayway. It was from yesterday, but it was just an example of why we need desperately to get a little help on the Bayway.
Yeah, I wonder, you know, they're... These two sides are so far apart. I just feel like the Democrats right now are just kind of like messing around with the Republicans. Because you look at the two different plans, and Biden's $1.7 trillion American jobs plan and $1.8 trillion American families plan. I can't remember where his infrastructure one came in. I think it was it started at $2.3 trillion, Biden's infrastructure plan, knocked it down to $1.7 trillion. You have the Republicans coming in with the $928 billion. The Democrats, they're going to end up doing exactly what they did for the other two. They're going to say that it's that budget, I can't remember the exact, budget reconciliation, right?
Yeah,
where
yes.
They don't need the 60 senators to vote it through. They just say that, you know, this is how it will affect the United States budget. This is how we'll get the money back. And then that at that point, they only need a majority, not a 60-vote majority, but
right.
Just the 50 votes or 51 with Vice President Kamala Harris. So I wonder, you know, if they really are entertaining these plans from the Republicans, or if they just plan on shoving this through like they did the other two. They also probably have to start thinking about 2022, these midterm elections coming up. And I really do think that there are more moderates and even moderate Democrats who are seeing how much money is being put out right now by the federal government and start to ask, when have we spent too much, right? And maybe get a little bit of conservation of the money in there.
Well,
when we have these next elections.
Where will Joe Manchin stand in all this? Because
he's the most important vote, right?
He is the probably the most moderate Democrat there. And of course, it's kind of a purple state, West Virginia. In any event, more on that and more on Memorial Day events is on the way on FM Talk 106.5, plus a trip to the border with a guest of Jeff Poore's yesterday. That's coming up. Morning from Dan Brennan, Dalton, Orwig, FM Talk 106.5. Getting help from the text line, getting help from Leanna as well. Trying to sort out all the events on Memorial Day, including, and it's Magnolia Cemetery, by the way, is the name of the one on Virginia Street.
That's
so
right.
Magnolia Cemetery on Virginia Street, and I haven't seen in writing what's going on there. But I do believe I've been there a number of years. It's a 8, 9 o'clock in the morning event. Alabama State Veterans Memorial Cemetery, Spanish Fort. Have you ever been there? That's the newer Veterans Cemetery over there?
I haven't been there, no.
I've been to some services over there. Pretty impressive place. It sits on over 120 acres of land in Baldwin County, and it was dedicated in December of 2012. And they are going to have...
American flag placement
right
there.
Right, right. So that's pretty cool. So we're just trying to sort out for you where and what you can do on Veterans Day on Monday.
Some of the different stuff that's going on. So very interesting. Also, it looks like a Memorial Day barbecue at the Fairhope Elks Lodge. Annual Memorial Day barbecue and emblem bake sale starts at 11 a.m. Monday. They said they'll be serving slow-cooked pork ribs with all the fixings, Dan.
Mm.
$12 a plate. Dine in or carry out and bring your friends. Don't carry out your friends. Bring your friends.
Where's that going to be again?
That'll be at the Fairhope Elks Lodge.
Okay.
Don't have the address, but I'm sure if you know where that is, you know where that is, right?
So, yes, of course. Speaking of the United States of America, you know, we got a border down there with Mexico that I think it's 5 states in all. Is it? It's Texas, New Mexico. It's 4 states in all. Arizona and California.
Mm-hmm.
So communities all along there, including where your brother is stationed.
Del Rio. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. They're definitely seeing problems down there. Representative Steve Palazzo from right across the state line in Mississippi was a guest with Jeff Poor yesterday, and evidently he's just gotten back from the border. Here's what he had to say.
Absolutely. Just got back in from the border yesterday, and we went to El Paso. So we were right there on the United States Mexican boundary. And I can tell you that we do not, you hear from the administration, they're saying our borders are closed, right? They're not. We basically have open borders. We have an invasion at our southern border, unlike any that I have seen.
What does your brother say? I know there's only certain areas of the border where the breaches are crazy.
Yeah. So with my brother, and he's a flight instruction pilot in Del Rio, he should get his he should know what he's doing next here at the end of the year. So I think they're going to send him to another base or maybe overseas. But initially, he was like, yeah, I don't think there's a whole lot of that going on at our border. The Rio Grande is right down there.
Mm-hmm.
And it seems like he's getting most of his information about this from his dad, my dad, and me. So we started sending him some stories last week, and he's like, wow, I didn't know all this. And there's like News Nation went and did a whole special right there in Valverde County, where he's located.
Okay,
and I think 93,000 immigrants that have crossed the border are currently being housed in, I think it was 90. Let me see what that number was.
Wow.
That seems like a lot now that
so
I say that.
He's kind of, well, you can see if he's on the Air Force base, he's kind of isolated from all that stuff. You know, he's just around the military.
Yeah, but he's flying around. You'd think he'd maybe see some of that every now and then. But
I tell him every now and then just to look down. do us a solid.
Yeah. Maybe he's scared of heights. Maybe he's not wanting to look down. He said 91,000 in our county. Yeah.
Wow.
So that's how many are being housed right there. There's video of them streaming across the border. And it makes sense. You know, through all this conversation, I mean, it's illegal, right? They shouldn't be crossing the border. And we should be doing something about it because you want to keep, Americans. If you're a legal American, you deserve rights better than those that aren't legal, right? But you can almost not blame a lot of these people for coming across the border. Have you seen how many people in Mexico? And I know that a lot of these immigrants aren't coming from Mexico, but even further south than
Originally,
Mexico.
Right.
But this year, 34 candidates for office have been murdered in Mexico. 34 people running for election.
Including a lady that Facebook Lives.
Yeah.
She was a mayoral candidate.
Can you imagine if that was a story here? Like, just another candidate for mayor in a U.S. town has been killed.
Well,
that makes 34 this year. That's what's happening in Mexico.
That's crazy.
They said that another mayoral candidate was murdered. President Andres Manuel Lopez Obrador said that the killing was without a doubt the work of organized crimes. Alma Barragan, I think this was the Facebook Live, was killed Tuesday while campaigning for the mayorship of the city of Moroleon in Guanajuato State, which they said is violence, plagued by violence. Experts say drug gangs want to place sympathetic candidates in town halls and city government so they can operate without interference from police and extort money from local businesses and government budgets. That's not news there.
No, but and some of those people are, some of those syndicates are also involved with the transporting of these Central Americans. This is Palazzo again.
Look, this is all avoidable. This is Biden's border crisis. There's no doubt about it. This administration is enabling. Instead of deterring, we are inviting people to take this hazardous, most dangerous journey from, you know, whether it's Honduras or El Salvador or Guatemala, to come all the way up and through Mexico and you know, putting themselves at you know, a high chance of personal injury, costing thousands of dollars to do this because they pay smugglers. You cannot, you know, no one's coming by themselves. They all have to pay basically to play this game of, you know, illegally getting into the United States.
You see, Palazzo's kind of fed up with the whole thing. And I think that it, you hear people speak with even more conviction after they've actually been to the border itself.
Well, how about even living on the border? I talked about this audio last week. I don't think I've played it, and I can play it right now. We've heard a lot of Republicans, of course, talk about the border and what's happening down there. And remember, kids in cages was all we heard for 4 years, and that's still been happening under Biden. You just don't hear about it as much. But even Democrats who live on the border are like, this is too much. This is just I talked about Del Rio, Val Verde County. Here's a Democrat judge from Val Verde County, Judge Lewis Owens, talking with News Nation about what's happening on the border.
I take care of what we got, but we're going to let everybody else say. Don't make no sense. Okay. Sorry.
It's okay. I imagine it weighs on you.
It does.
Every night.
It does.
Day.
And just like it does every other elected official. You know, it just really doesn't make any sense. And when you asked me earlier, how come I don't do interviews as much? Because of this. It just, you have so many people trying.
So there you go. Clearly upset while he was talking with the News Nation reporter there.
Yeah, I mean, he's looking at the eyes of these people. They are people that are trying to get to the United States. They're being they're pawns in some ways.
Yeah.
And then the invitation, it's been an invitation to trouble for many of them, as Palazzo was saying.
Yeah, I was just reading about a hospital, I think in New Mexico, that's just been overwhelmed, not with COVID numbers, but with injured illegal immigrants that have come across the border.
Wow.
Crazy. But it's not the top story like it was over the last 4 years.
Yeah.
For some reason.
There's a lot going on, but we're talking about it. Also going to talk about Bell and Grant Gardens on the way. They've got some cool stuff going on. It's 830 FM Talk 106.5. Dan Brennan and Dalton Orwig.
FM Talk 106.5. Thanks for listening to Mobile Mornings with Dan Brennan and Dalton Orwig. Right now it's time to head over to McConnell Automotive and talk with Louie Arata. Hey, Louie.
Good morning, guys. How are you?
Hey, we're doing great. So what's going on? What can we get when we come out to McConnell this weekend?
I'm sitting here looking at the inventory right now. I'm actually outside moving some trucks around. We've got 45 used trucks in stock. We've got 38 used SUVs. And we've got them, I mean, from Z71s to three-quarter ton diesels, three-quarter ton gas. I mean, we've got them all. Just check them all out online at McConnellAutomotive.com. And if you got any questions, call Gene or I, 251-476-4141. Hope everybody has a safe Memorial Day weekend. We're going to be here working, so you're out and about, come by and check us out.
Hey, no doubt. And I don't think we've mentioned it, but last 4 days of the month, that means time to get some deals, right?
That's right. It's all, you know, everybody knows the last week of the month is the best week to buy a car, so come see us.
All right. Thank you, Louie.
Thank you.
That's Louie Arata. Go see him at McConnell Automotive on Dolphin Street just east of I-65 and online, McConnellAutomotive.com.
Dan Brennan, Dalton Orwigget is 837 FM Talk 106.5. I've got a young lady that I saw just the other night at an event for Restore Mobile, Sally Erickson with Bellingrath Gardens and Home. And Sally, good morning to you. Thanks for taking some time with Dalton and I this morning.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
So, according to the email I've read from you, we got some events going on out there real soon that are going to be one in particular for the kids.
Oh, yes. That one is our big, big event for children on June 9th. That is Kids Gulf Discovery Day. So that is a Wednesday morning from 9 a.m. to noon, and that's a great chance to get the family together and have a day of summer fun in the gardens. And the big thing we're doing is we will have guided cruises on Fowl River. We're encouraging everyone to call in and sign up ahead of time for those cruises so that we can book.
Uh-oh. Sounds like we might have... Might have lost Sally there.
Oh.
Maybe we can get her back on the line here. And that was strange, wasn't it?
Yep, she's gone.
All right. Well, we'll see if we can get Sally back on. It's been an adventure the last 10 minutes trying to talk with Sally Erickson. You know, I'm trying to remember. We went out to I was going through pictures the other day because we're putting together all these photo albums with the kids and stuff. But we went out for Halloween to Bellingrath. And remember, that was October of 2020, so we were, what, 6-7 months into the pandemic? A lot of people were still kind of scared to get out and do stuff. But
oh, yeah.
At Bellingrath, it's outdoors. You have all this space. And we had just the greatest time taking Isabella out there and doing some trick-or-treating and stuff. That's really kind of it's become our family place, Bellingrath, going out and for all these different events that they have, trying to get out and do as much as we can. Hey. How about this? Looks like Sally Erickson actually walking into the
Speaking of the
right
devil,
now.
There she is,
all
ladies
right.
and gentlemen.
Let's
Sally
see.
Erickson.
Traffic.
It's good. It's good to see you tonight, Sally.
No worries, Sally. No worries at all. Take your time. We're good. We have plenty of time, so no need to rush there.
Good to see you at the Restore Mobile.
Yes, that was so much fun.
Event, and nice to meet your husband and that group of fine people. Do you have a vested interest in Restore Mobile?
Or? Oh, yes. We live downtown. We live on Selma Street, and we're across the street from the people who organized that whole event. So
excellent.
We felt like we had to participate.
Good. Well, it was good to see you there. Let's talk about what's happening at Bellingrath Garden and Homes.
Yes. Sorry about the technical difficulties. That was
no
my
problem.
Phone. Yes. We were talking about Kids Gulf Discovery Day, which is on Wednesday, June 9th, and we're encouraging people to call in and sign up for the guided cruises on Fowl River that day. The whole list is on the website. Bellingrath.org. The phone number is 251-459-8986. And so we're really hoping a lot of folks will go ahead and sign up to take those cruises and book them on out. And we're hoping a lot of folks will get the kids off the couch and come on down and have a fun day in the gardens.
Yeah, kids need to get off the couches. Have you done this before, the Gulf Discovery Day?
Yes. We've had to move the date around in the past. Last year, for example, we had it in mid-July.
Okay. Well, I mean, it looks so awesome, all the stuff. You're going to have the Dolphin Island Sea Labs touch tables there.
Yes, that one's always so much fun because they set up outside and the children can walk around the tables and look at all the ooey-gooey creatures.
Yeah.
And they love that. And, of course, the parents get to learn a lot, too.
So these cruises, you can't just show up day of and hop on a cruise, right? These are things you need to take care of ahead of time.
You can show up day of and see if they're not all booked out, but it would help us to know that we've got full capacity for each one. And so that's just why we're trying to get people to plan ahead. It just helps us with our planning.
Beginning June the 2nd, you've got some programs on Wednesdays.
Right.
Talk
Wednesdays
about that.
On every single day through July 28th.
Wow.
And most of them are day programs, but some of them are night programs. So for the working folks out there, I'll talk about the night programs first.
Mm-hmm.
The first one is on June 23rd. That is a walk and talk through the gardens with our new executive director, Todd Lesang. He is going to do that same program at 10:30 that same morning. But on June 23rd, he's also going to repeat the program at 5:30. So that'll be a fun chance for folks to come to either one, depending on your schedule. The next night program is July 14th, and that is a stargazing program on the Great Lawn.
Oh.
So that'll be a lot of fun. We're really looking forward to that. This is led by members of the Physics Department at the University of South Alabama, and they will set up telescopes on the Great Lawn. These are very large, high-powered telescopes.
Wow.
So they'll first talk a little bit about what we're going to see. Then we walk out there, we put a little bug spray, and then we get to look at constellations and planets. So that'll be fun.
So the gardens themselves, obviously, everybody dealt with the pandemic in different ways, but it's an outdoor venue, and Dalton was talking about that last year. He happened to do the
I think that was the first event we went on vacation to Jacksonville, so mm-hmm. we did do that, but the first like event we went to during the pandemic was the Halloween trick-or-treating at Bellingrath. Took the at the time we only had the one daughter, now we have two.
How'd that happen?
Yeah. What do you I'll tell you after the show exactly.
What the heck are you two up to?
How that ends up happening. But we took Izzy out there, and there were so many kids, and we had such a blast. And, you know, I know that, you know, as we get back to normal, more and more people are going out and doing things. But I'm sure there are still people that aren't necessarily comfortable getting out inside and just being around a bunch of people. But at Bellingrath Gardens, there's so much room, yep. and obviously, you know, oxygen aplenty, so it's safe to get out there and have some fun and check out these cool events.
That's what's been so, that's been such a blessing for me personally during the pandemic, is being able to work in a garden and being outside and not being worried about these things that so many other people have had to mm-hmm. deal with and cope with. So, yes, I welcome everyone just to come on out and just enjoy the beauty, the surroundings, just fresh air. It's just indescribably gorgeous. And, of course, the gardens are full of beautiful summer tropicals right now. So,
wow.
Yeah, I was going to ask you, what can we see if we head out there right now?
Right now, my favorite are the hydrangeas, but we also have a lot of hibiscus, and they're adding some other interesting plants here and there that I'd never heard of. One of the most interesting ones to me is the spider plants, because they put out little pups. So we started selling those in the gift shop. They're okay. just really interesting looking.
Tell me about the new executive director. I haven't met him.
Well, he's really interesting because he's very hands-on.
Okay.
He spends his whole day out in the gardens, and sometimes he'll have a chainsaw, and sometimes he'll have a shovel.
Wow.
So, yeah, he's a horticulture guy, and he really loves leading these talks. That's one reason we've scheduled him twice this summer. He had a couple of talks we called Cool and Crazy Plants back in the yeah. early spring, because he just walks through the gardens, and he just finds something. He says, do y'all realize how exotic this is? Nobody else has this kind of plant. We need to talk about this. And, of course, the rest of us, we walk past it every day. We never do.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Well, thank you very much for not being a prima donna, new guy.
That's
I like that.
Yeah, you wouldn't want your executive director to think dirt is yucky. executive director of the Bellingrath Gardens.
That's awesome. Well, thank you for dropping in. And anything else, Dalton?
Well, yeah. Did you mention the evening garden strolls? Because that seems really cool to me, too.
Yeah, I think you said, we just added those. And that's just a chance for people to walk around, enjoy the gardens after hours, and watch a couple of gardening demonstrations.
Cool.
So that's going to be fun. We're looking forward to those. I've got those on the website, too. And again, if anyone has any questions, you can call in, ask us, sign up. You can also check Facebook and message us on Facebook.
You know, my son and his wife live downtown. You may have met them the other night.
I did, yeah.
But he's very interested. I'm sure they're going to come down for one of those classes or the stroller, one or the other. But they've got a little spot where they're trying to grow all things. They've got a couple of banana trees, for instance. It's he's very interested in that, so I'm sure you're going to see him down there. But it's a great idea for young couples to try to spruce up around their house and learn from the best, right?
Well, that's I've learned that recently, is this age group, this demographic seems to be very interested in
yep.
plants. So
yep.
we are trying to meet that need for sure.
Excellent. Thank you for dropping by. We appreciate it a lot.
Yeah,
thanks
really,
so much, guys.
Really appreciate it, Sally. And should be a great weekend, too, to get out there. Not much rain in the forecast.
Absolutely. And we're open on Monday.
What's that website, Sally?
Bellingrath.org.
Bellingrath.org. Sally Erickson, I knew she'd have that answer. And again, welcome to the brand new executive director of Bellingrath. Tell him all the best from Dan and Dalton.
I will tell him. Thank you.
846 FM Talk 106.5 and Mobile Mornings. Jeff Poore on the way. Morning from Dan Brennan and Dalton Orwig. FM Talk 106.5. It is Mobile Mornings. Pass along that we've been getting some information that would indicate lots and lots more of you are listening every day, and we appreciate that a whole lot. Spread the word. Mobile Mornings, Dan Brennan, Dalton Orwig on FM Talk 106.5, followed by Mr. Jeff Poore. Got a good lineup again today.
Who's he talking to?
He's got State Rep Chip Brown. He's a guy I want to meet
mm-hmm.
sometime. April Marie Fogel? Is that what it is?
Fogel, yeah.
A lady I want to meet.
A gal, yeah.
Gal I'd like to meet. And also Jerry Carl. The U.S. Rep, of course. From
You've met him.
Alabama One. Love Jerry. And also Chris Elliott. He's the state senator, and he is always Jeff's guest on Friday morning, right around 11:30 to 12. So there you go. Jeff Poore Show. beginning a little after 9 on FM Talk 106.5.
So, you know, this time of the week, I've got some stories that I've read, and I'm like, this is really cool. I kind of want to tell people about this, or at least talk about it with Dan on the air, and it just never makes it into the show.
Right.
But I've got several different directions I can go here.
I'm ready.
Kim Jong-un bans certain things. We could talk about that.
Sure.
Off the heels of what happened at Mary G. Montgomery, where the sheriff's office said they were looking for these three guys that I guess walked around the high school and tried to break in and sprayed the plants with fire extinguishers. I've got another senior prank that got people in big trouble.
Mm.
Or we could talk about the hiring issues that people are having and what one McDonald's is doing in order to hire people. Do you have any feeling one way or the other?
Start with the hiring. I'd like to know where that's going.
So we've seen, you know, all these different incentives that restaurants and other businesses have been putting out there in order to hire people. Well, a McDonald's in Illinois offering iPhones to try to attract new workers. There's a tweet that went viral, and there's this poster hanging in the store that says, McDonald's now hiring free iPhone after 6 months employment and meet employment criteria.
Wow.
How about that? Can you imagine if we were, you know, 2 years ago, 3 years ago, talking about restaurants that would give you, some of them we've seen offering like $500 signing bonuses, or in this case, an iPhone, if you're still with the company after 6 months.
Shrimp Basket, they made headlines, maybe it was a month ago now. Shrimp Basket, they've got local restaurants around here.
They had that drawing, right? Isn't that what?
Eventually for a car,
yeah.
Right? But you had to stay so long, and you had to you had to work out.
Yeah.
It had to be something where you stayed on the staff for 6 months or something,
which is
you could win a car.
A smart move on behalf of the businesses, because you know, if you're giving these incentives, somebody might just get on and then not show up again. Actually, one McDonald's in Florida was offering $50 just to have people show up to interview for jobs.
Are you kidding me?
Not even to hire. And if you've been around, you know, gone to eat recently, I think you've probably noticed the same thing that I have, that there's it's tough out there for these businesses. They just don't have the employees that they had pre-pandemic, and you know, half of America says it's because the unemployment money is just too great out there right now, and the other half says, well, they're not offering them enough money to make it worth their while.
Well, look at what was that number of stimulus checks that haven't even been touched or given back?
Yeah,
one point something million,
1.25 million.
Wow,
no one had even touched the stimulus check. So there you go, McDonald's offering iPhones for people that stay employed for more than 6 months. By the way, Sean says he'll have Mobile, I think, Public Safety Director now is his title. Lawrence Batiste will be on at noon on Midday Mobile. That follows a pretty dangerous day yesterday in Mobile where there were three shot and one ended up dying from those.
Three shooting, one dead in Trinity Gardens yesterday here in Mobile. So they've got a full plate just from yesterday's activities alone.
No doubt. All right, let's talk a little bit about Kim Jong-un.
I was looking for North Korean music, by the way.
I don't think they have a genre.
Well, I was just gonna play something that sounded something like, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, give me that North Korean music out there. How's it different than South Korean music? I don't know. But Un, you know, he's never been the most friendly guy out there, especially to his people. Recently banned mullets and other quote unquote non-socialist haircuts, as well as skinny jeans. No skinny jeans allowed in North Korea. They said the reason that Un has banned these mullets and skinny jeans over fears that the fashions would lead to capitalistic urges among the nation's young people.
I think skinny jeans can lead to urges. I don't know that they lead to capitalistic urges. But, you know, the thing about Un, he's always a step ahead.
Yeah.
You got to give him credit for
that. You're right. You're thinking in 2D chess. he's playing 6 or 7D chess.
I mean, this is a guy that of all the people, all of the capitalists that he could hang around with from here in the United States, he's like, I want to be friends with Dennis Rodman.
Yeah.
And so he is.
Yeah, that's who he picked, right? do you think this is because he wants to be the only one wearing skinny jeans? Or do you think it's because he can't wear skinny jeans?
B. Yes. Yeah. And as far as the mullet, he's always been very stylish with his hair. And the mullet, if he thinks the mullet is some sort of path to democracy.
Yeah.
Which is,
what do you say? No business up front and party in back. Not in North Korea.
Funny.
We business in front and back. So the state newspaper said, we must be wary of even the slightest sign of the capitalistic lifestyle and fight to get rid of them. So that includes the mullet, also spiked or dyed hair. Only 15 proper cuts received an okay for citizens. So it's almost like you go into a restaurant and you got the menu board up there, 15 different haircuts, and you got to give me the number 11. I think I'll try something different today.
You know, some of the countries over that way, and I don't know if North Korea is one of them, it's like they've got one haircut. And it's the Mo. It's the Mo from the Three Stooges.
Yeah.
I once saw a parliament in one of the eastern countries, and they showed the parliament in session. You know, there's one barber in that country. Everybody was getting the same style. That's what I noticed.
Give me the Mo.
Give me the
That's
Mo.
That's awesome. I should read this North Korean state newspaper more often.
Here you go. A lot of yucks in there.
History teaches us a crucial lesson, that a country can become vulnerable and eventually collapse like a damp wall, regardless of its economic and defense power, if we do not hold on to our own lifestyle. And that's why no more mullets or skinny jeans in North Korea. That's too good.
Yeah, I like the comparison to a damp wall.
Yeah.
Where'd you come up with that one?
That might have been something lost in translation a little bit there.
I think it was.
So the three stooges that were at MGM, I think they've been arrested. Somebody else on our text line said that all three have been caught now. But they were causing they were trying to get into some business over there. There's this Texas high school, which has now suspended half of the graduating class for a senior prank.
Okay.
And you're probably thinking, oh, they must have done something incredibly
horrible.
Awful to be suspended here. This includes the valedictorian and salutatorian. They went to the high school and put plastic forks in the school field. That was the prank.
Wait a second.
They put, it looks, okay, they also put balloons inside the high school. And they suspended 40 of them. I mean, that's what they put plastic forks in the field and balloons inside. So parents are clearly upset about this.
They're getting the same punishment as the kids at MGM.
Basically, yeah. Or like they lit the high school on fire.
Wow.
Parent says it was a harmless senior prank that all of his parents knew 100% was going on. So the parents knew. They were like, yeah, this isn't a bad prank.
Right.
Go do that. That's what seniors do. High school wasn't playing games. They're basically the Kim Jong-un of Texas.
Not a big sense of humor in that school.
Not at all.
Forks on the field. You shall die. It's a Jeff Ford Show on the way next on FM Talk 106.5.